Okay, next on our schedule is we have Chancellor Mike Lamoritas with us to give us a presentation on the John Marshall Law School. As you all know, we have been discussing the various aspects of this proposal for over a year now. So I would like to invite our chancellor to present a proposal concerning the John Marshall Law School.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, as Dr. Quaritch pointed out, for the last 2 years, we have been involved in discussions with the John Marshall School of Law, exploring the possibility of an acquisition of the law school by the University of Illinois at Chicago. Chicago is the largest city in the United States without a public law school. At the same time, UIC is in the minority of the Carnegie One research universities without a law school. The integration of the John Marshall Law School into UIC will add significant value to all components of UIC's mission: education, research, and civic engagement. First, it will allow us to create a number of unique and attractive educational programs, taking advantage of UIC's strengths in the health sciences, in IT and business, and in the social sciences. Through an integrated law and health sciences program, we can broaden the knowledge of attorneys specializing in healthcare issues, as well as of professionals in the fields of public health, medicine, nursing, or pharmacy who are involved in legal matters. Similarly, by integrating law with engineering and by creating tracks in intellectual property, an area in which John Marshall is currently ranked by US News in the top 20 in the country, and in privacy and cybersecurity, we're confident that we will be preparing professionals greatly desired in today's job market. Finally, with an emphasis in public lawyering and through integration of law with our programs in political science, in public administration, and in urban planning, we will advance the preparation of graduates for service in government and in non-profit organizations, areas in which the John Marshall Law School has already a very strong record in Chicago. This acquisition will also allow us to create significant pipelines and expand opportunities for our own undergraduate students. Within the next 2 years, we expect that we will bring in front of you a 3+3 bachelor's JD program, a 3+1 bachelor's MJ program, and a new guaranteed admission law track in the Honors College, similar to the very successful tracks available in the health sciences. Given the long history and commitment of both institutions to diversity and inclusion, we aspire through these programs to contribute to the diversification of the legal profession in Chicago and in the state of Illinois. In the areas of research and civic engagement, there is a close alignment of UIC's strengths with John Marshall's legal clinics, and we expect the proposed acquisition to benefit both sides. A number of research projects related to social issues in medicine, nursing, public health, urban planning and public administration, but also in our College of Social Work, in our Department of Sociology, will be significantly enhanced through collaborations with Marshall's existing legal clinics in international human rights, in fair housing, in domestic violence, and in veterans law. Today's proposal is the result of 2 years of conversations, studies, and due diligence. In addition to the leadership of both institutions, a large number of UIC and Marshall faculty and staff were involved, as well as representatives of the University of Illinois system. These groups consider all aspects of a potential union, including finances, real estate, HR and faculty issues, accreditation, IT and systems issues, alumni and development, and above all, student-related issues. We have also held public forums, both at UIC and at Marshall, for members of our communities to express their opinions. The proposal to establish a school of law at UIC through the acquisition of the John Marshall Law School was adopted by the UIC Faculty Senate on April 26th and was supported unanimously by the University Senate's conference on May 24th. If the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois and the John Marshall Board approve this proposal today, we will begin the process of accreditation by the Higher Learning Commission and the American Bar Association. We will also seek approvals from the Illinois Board of Higher Education and the U.S. Department of Education. We anticipate these processes to be completed by July 2019, and we anticipate the first class of the UIC John Marshall Law School students to enter the university next August, in August of 2019. The terms of the acquisition will be set out in the asset transfer agreement to be completed and signed in the fall of 2018, along with an interim implementation agreement. Related gift agreements will be negotiated and approved by the University of Illinois Foundation, which will play an important role in the transaction as well. The official name of the law school will be the UIC John Marshall Law School. All John Marshall faculty and staff at the time of closing will become UIC employees. Similarly, all John Marshall students will become UIC students and will retain their financial aid and other benefits. The law school will remain in its current location in the Loop. Pursuant to a gift agreement between John Marshall and the University of Illinois Foundation, we will be granted a $0 lease for the buildings that John Marshall owns for 5 years. Ownership of the buildings will automatically transfer to the foundation after 5 years, provided that the law school continues to occupy substantially the same amount of space on the premises as of the date of closing. At the time of closing, a significant portion of John Marshall's cash assets and endowments, to the extent permitted by law, will transfer to the University of Illinois Foundation to be used for the benefit of the UIC John Marshall Law School, subject to terms of appropriate gift agreements. The John Marshall Law School Corporation and the John Marshall Law School Foundation will retain enough funds on hand to operate and to cover anticipated liabilities in the ordinary course of business, as these entities wind down over the course of 5 years or less after closing. At the end of this period, any remaining unrestricted assets will also be gifted to the University of Illinois Foundation for the benefit of the law school. The University of Illinois at Chicago will not make any payment for the acquisition and does not intend to seek any new state funds in support of the law school. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I believe this is a historic moment for UIC and a historic moment for public higher education in Chicago. But it also follows good precedent and a strong tradition. On May 25, 1896, the University of Illinois Board of Trustees approved the acquisition of the Chicago College of Pharmacy, which today is the UIC College of Pharmacy. On January 30, 1913, the University of Illinois Board of Trustees accepted the donation of college stock and integrated into the university the College of Physicians and Surgeons, which is today the University of Illinois College of Medicine at Chicago. And finally, on October 12, 1913, the University of Illinois Board of Trustees approved the acquisition of the Illinois School of Dentistry, which today is the UIC College of Dentistry. We took a break for 105 years, but here we are again today. After pharmacy, medicine, and dentistry, it's law. Yeah. And we are confident that we can follow the same tradition and the same path of excellence with a new law school. So, on July 19th, 2018, and with the support of the President of the University of Illinois System and the UIC Faculty Senate, it's my pleasure and it's my honor to seek your endorsement of the union with and acquisition of the John Marshall Law School, to recommend the establishment of a School of Law at the University of Illinois at Chicago through the acquisition of the John Marshall Law School, and finally to recommend the delegation of authority to the Controller to negotiate and execute an asset transfer agreement and all other documents incidental to the University's acquisition of the John Marshall Law School. Thank you for your consideration and thank you for your support.
Thank you, Michael. Do any board members have any questions for Chancellor Emeritus? Yes, well, Trustee McMillan.
I have one. I heard Chancellor Emeritus speak for the president, but I'd like to hear the president.
Thank you, Trustee Ed. McMillan. I figured you might want. I think this is indeed a historic moment for not just the University of Illinois at Chicago, but for the entire system. And for the city of Chicago, and for the student population that's been well served by John Marshall Law School over these many years. and future students to come to bear. I do know from personal interactions that do date back now 2 years, starting with yourself, Mr. McMillan, the first very meeting, that we've experienced a degree of shared vision and collegiality with the John Marshall Law School Board that's been extraordinary. There's been a huge amount of due diligence, as has been reported to the board, both on the financial side and all the aspects that Chancellor Amoridis has been discussed. The faculty are clearly excited about this, not just the Senates. Of course, the Senates are important, but the rank and file faculty who are looking to this. And the whole process has been conducted in a transparent, open way with websites and town hall meetings, et cetera. So, I've become absolutely convinced that this is an important step to take forward. And as you all know, we only convene for success, and this will be a very important, successful effort. So I too stand shoulder to shoulder with our chancellor, seeking board support for this very important. And I want to thank Chancellor Amoridis personally, and also Provost Poser personally, for all of the hard work and their staffs to get us to this point, which is a very important moment in time.
Any other comments or questions?
I'd like to make a couple of comments, if that's okay.
Sure, please.
As the only UIC alum on the board, this is very exciting, and wanted to make a couple remarks. You know, I feel that a very methodical and conscientious consideration has been given to every aspect of the proposed acquisition of the John Marshall Law School. As such, I'm confident this is a wise undertaking. Chancellor Amoridis and Provost Poser have done a wonderful job during this process. They have a vision for UIC, and this acquisition will become a very big part of the vision, and ultimately a big part of UIC fulfilling its mission. Additionally, creating the one and only public law school in the city of Chicago sounds very strange to even say, but it would be filling a big void in the third largest city in the U.S. This merger will also provide access and opportunity to students from underserved communities like the one that I grew up in right behind UIC. It will create new interdisciplinary programs and research opportunities that bridge law and other fields at UIC. This is a very exciting opportunity for UIC and for the city of Chicago. And Mr. Chairman, with the board's approval, I would ask for the board to be permitted to consider agenda items 1 and 2 out of order and to vote now.
Okay. Unless there are any objections, we can consider agenda items 1 and 2 now.
Mr. Chairman, as the only other UIC graduate like my father before me, I would second his motion.
And also, I might add that I believe Mr. McKeever and I were UI, University of Illinois, undergraduate division students back in the day.
I stand corrected.
That's wonderful. We have,
not so sure.
We have a wealth of history here. Maybe. Darius?
And as a UIC student trustee, I think this will be a beneficial action for students who wish to couple their bachelor's degree with a law degree.
Okay, well, thank you for your comments, all. I guess, let's see. If there is no objection, then I guess we will, this is a voice vote agenda, not a roll call, correct?
Right.
So would you please, for the record, read these two items?
Certainly. Number one, resolution in support of the establishment of the University of Illinois at Chicago John Marshall Law School. 2, establish a school of law, Chicago.
Okay, so I think procedurally, I need to ask for a motion.
So moved. Second.
Okay, so we have moved by Ray, seconded by Jill. Any further discussion or questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Both motions pass. Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you.